Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's time for Wilmington Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, and welcome to Wilmington Business Radio. We have a great show lined up for today with two really innovative technology companies that both touch a world that's near and dear to my heart, food and wine. But before we introduce our guests, I want to give a quick shout out to the Greater Wilmington Business Journal for two reasons. One is, first of all, Jenny Callison, what a great article you wrote on Wilmington's Business Radio X yesterday. Thank you for being so eloquent in the way you communicate about us. And because you guys did a great power breakfast today, I don't know how many of you listeners were at the Greater Wilmington Business Journal's power breakfast, but this was their fifth year doing it, and today was certainly the best I've been to. Five different TED-style talks, and they all were shedding light on different issues that were facing businesses in Wilmington, from education and crime to innovation. So it was really great stuff. Thanks to the journal and to all of you who did your presentations. That was great. So now to our guests. In a minute, I'm going to be introducing Kurt Taylor of NextGlass. But first, I'd like you to introduce a new entrant into the Wilmington market. You may have seen their signs up on some local restaurants. Steels, with a Z, is sharing one of their co-founders with us today, John Charlesworth. John, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's so great to have you here. So tell me a little bit about Steels. What is this Steel with a Z?
Yeah, so Steels is a free mobile app for iPhone and Android, both those platforms. And we're basically a way for people to earn deals at different local and franchise businesses. And kind of the twist that we have is the way you earn deals is actually through sharing photos instead of just through making purchases. I know there's a lot of loyalty programs out there that will reward you based off of repeat visits and how much money that you spend, but we're putting a twist on it and rewarding the users for sharing actual photos in each establishment.
Well, that's kind of cool. So essentially, it's kind of like a deal of the day kind of thing?
A little bit different. So, you know, there's a lot of deal of the day companies out there, like a Groupon or a Living Social. And the way that we're different is we're more loyalty-based and rewarding that person for repeat visits. And on top of that, we're actually rewarding them for marketing for the business with the photos that they're sharing.
Okay, that's pretty cool. So how long have you been in Wilmington?
We've been in Wilmington only about 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah, and we've got a pretty decent customer base here already. A couple of our bigger ones are Mellow Mushroom, the location off of Oleander, as well as the one downtown. Orange Leaf Yogurt, a couple of the beach bars like Might As Well and Jerry Allen's. Cardinal Lanes, Cousins right downtown, and a couple others.
Wow, so you've got food, you've got drink, you've got dessert, you've got bowling.
Yeah,
you kind of got it covered,
yeah,
there,
pretty much.
Everything I'm not really supposed to do with the bowling. So, so what kind of deals do you get when you go there? What kind of?
Yeah, so every business on the app has something called an instant deal, and it's your incentive to use the app and go there for the first time. As you accumulate more points, these businesses offer different deals that you can use, to redeem all your points. Basically, better deals than the instant one that they're offering. But for example, you can get free cheese bread at Mellow Mushroom for your first visit. Orange Leaf Yogurt, you get a couple ounces off.
Yeah, I think I got like 50% off when I got a sandwich down here at Cousins.
Yeah, absolutely right. Cousins is 50% off a sandwich.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, like I said, each business has other deals that are worth, you know, 5 points, 10 points, up to as much as 50, that you can redeem even cooler stuff.
Okay, so you get a point from going there and scanning, using your phone to scan, right, the QR code?
Yep,
is
you
that right?
Essentially get 1 point for checking in. Okay. And then you get 2 points for sharing a photo on Twitter and 2 points for sharing a photo on Facebook. And the one thing I haven't mentioned that's really our sell to businesses is that each photo that's shared automatically tags the business that it was taken in. So if I share a photo on Facebook, our app will automatically tag that business's Facebook page. So when all my Facebook friends are looking at my picture on my newsfeed, it's associated with the business that I was in. And the same thing goes for Twitter, with us automatically tagging their Twitter handle.
Wow. So especially smaller businesses, have a really hard time keeping up with social media. This must really help them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, before we started Steels, we talked to hundreds, you know, maybe even thousands of business owners. And a really popular question is, you know, how do I engage my customers and my fans on social media? And, you know, typically what you'll do is you'll post on your Facebook page, you'll tweet from your Twitter account. So for example, if I'm a local business and my Facebook page has 1,000 followers, when I post, I can only reach those 1,000 people. And actually, you can reach those 1,000 people if you're paying Facebook, for advertising. But if you're not, you reach about 16%, so about 160 of them. What our app does is we're actually leveraging, all the connections that that business's customers have. So if I've got 1,000 friends on my Facebook account, if you have 1,000 friends on your account, if both of us share a photo, that business just increased its reach to 2,000 people. That's more than they could do just through posting on their own Facebook or Twitter account.
Right. And it's a whole lot more fun that it came from my friend.
Exactly. All about consumer to consumer and word of mouth. That's what we're trying to push.
So social media, obviously the people, you know, my age and older, it's not the first thing we do when we have a great bottle of wine. We don't open up and say, hey, Facebook, I got to tell everybody on Facebook that I like this vintage. The first thing that we do, you know, maybe just to have a conversation or to tell the person we're sitting next to. So is your target market then a younger generation?
It is. It is. We have a college internship program where we hire interns around the different universities and the markets that we're in. And a big part of the internship is just getting the word out about our mobile application to students, because students are, it's our target market. They're, you know, that age demographic, you know, 18 to 22, even 18 to 24 are where most of our users come from.
Oh, that's interesting. So you really are facilitating your growth through internships.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a sales internship, which is all about, you know, these college students pushing, you know, our app and our technology to business owners and getting them to sign up and participate on our app. And we've got a marketing internship that's, you know, more focused around a campus representative position and getting our brand name out there to students.
Wow. So cool idea. How did you come up with it?
Man, so my first startup company, we got the opportunity to talk to thousands of business owners. You know, what we did was we partnered with schools and provided them with an online business directory for, you know, local businesses in the community to advertise through to that specific school's community. So in doing that, we got to talk, you know, like I just said, to thousands of business owners. And a question that would always come up was, hey, do you guys do anything with Facebook or Twitter? Can you manage our page? You know, XYZ. And it was so popular that, you know, we knew it was something that we needed, a problem that we needed to try and solve. We saw a big opportunity there. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to sell that first company. And, you know, in that whole experience was where the idea for Steels was born.
Who else was a part of that idea?
Yeah. So we've got four co-founders. Okay. And four, including myself. Two of the guys I actually knew from high school. One I went to middle school with. So we've known each other for a really long time, and we all went to different colleges, but we reconnected, you know, after college, just being back in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, which is where we're all from, and, you know, just kind of working in the different jobs that we were in. We stayed friends, you know, we got together, we started that first company I mentioned, and, you know, it kind of spun off into the idea that we have with Steels.
Cool. So how's it been? What's it been like to be an entrepreneur? You're a serial entrepreneur now, so you got lots of stories to tell.
Yeah, serial. I mean, we're getting there. it's our second one. We still got a long way to go with this one, and a lot of goals that we still want to accomplish. But, you know, it's tough. I mean, being an entrepreneur is a roller coaster of emotions, and there's lots of highs. There's lots of lows. And, you know, I can't tell you how many doors we've knocked on and how many times that, you know, we've gotten shut down on things. You know, we've also had great days where we close sales and, you know, we have great meetings with investors and, you know, et cetera. But being able to push through, you know, the days that you're getting told and the low times and just being able to keep grinding it out is, you know, my biggest piece of advice that I can give, you know, entrepreneurs or future entrepreneurs.
just keep going.
Yeah, keep going. I mean, like I said, the low days and the days where you're getting told no, just being able to focus and, you know, keep grinding.
I think everybody in business can learn from that one.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who you are, you get a no every once in a while, right?
Yep.
So what's in the future? What's going to happen now?
Yeah, so we're working on a lot of corporate deals right now as far as bigger franchises go and trying to roll out pilot programs, you know, with a lot of different locations at once. We're rolling out with Smithfield's Chicken and Barbecue.
Oh, wow.
At about 5 or 6 locations on January 1st.
Great.
We're working on a deal with Apple Gold, which is an individual franchisee for Applebee's. They own about 131 restaurants.
Hmm.
We'd love to roll out a pilot program early January or, you know, even this spring. That's still kind of in the works right now. Nothing's finalized, but we're working hard at it, and we think that we can make it happen. But Moe's Southwest Grill is also one we're working on.
Welcome to Moe's.
Yeah, we've got about 2 Moe's locations right now. One in Raleigh, and we're actually working on a couple in Wilmington, but we have another one in Greenville, North Carolina at ECU's campus. It's actually one of the best businesses on our app, so we're in talks with them as well.
Cool. So if I want to get a steal on my Android, where do I go? How do I get it?
Yeah, so I'd recommend definitely any of the Wilmington businesses being that you're from here. And
so how would I know if I download the app onto my phone, how do I know what businesses might be nearby?
Yeah. So we've got a nearby section, which is actually the first page of the app when you download
it. I walked right into that one, didn't I?
Yeah. it lists all the businesses, you know, in general that are participating, but it's all based off of your location. So it'll list all the Wilmington businesses there on a list. It's easy for you to kind of scroll through and pick out one that you want to go see.
Excellent. Cool. Great idea. Okay. So how do people get in touch with you if they want to reach you?
Yeah. So our website is GetSteals. And remember, it's Steals with the Z. GetSteals.com. You can email me directly, john@GetSteals.com. Or just fill out the contact form on our website, which goes straight to all the founders.
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks so much. Now, can you hang around for a minute while we talk to Kurt?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Thanks for having me on.
Now, Kurt Taylor, founder or co-founder, how do we refer to you in terms of your position here at Next Glass?
I guess you could say founder and CEO.
Founder and CEO is exactly what I'll say in that case. So Next Glass is a very cool company for those of you listening who have not run across this yet. They're one of our big up-and-coming entrepreneurs in the region. You guys really have taken the region by storm, and I think the state, if some of your awards are any indication of that. I want to let everybody know that Next Glass, I'm so proud to say this, was won the NCTA, that's the North Carolina Technology Association's 21 awards. They were named as the Emerging Company of the Year, so the best emerging company in all of North Carolina from right here in Wilmington. Welcome, Kurt.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very excited to be here, and we were honored to receive that award. There are a lot of people in Wilmington that have been supporting us and introducing us to those communities outside of Wilmington and just helping us build awareness around the state. And so we've
that's really important to make those connections. So tell us, what is Next Glass?
Sure. We are a software company and our goal is to make sure that you never drink a bad wine or beer again.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's not bad, right?
Beer too, huh?
Yeah. Beer is part of our offering now.
How do you make sure we never have a bad glass of wine?
So we have a pretty unique approach where we are combining software and science. So what that means is we take every bottle of wine and beer and we run it through some scientific instruments. So we do have a lot of wine and beer left over.
What's your address? We'll be right over.
Yeah, exactly. But so we take all of that, run it through some scientific instruments, and what we're able to do is extract about 22,000 unique chemical elements out of each bottle of wine and beer.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's a ton of data that we get to work with, and it's a lot of fun because of that. And then we feed that information into some machine learning technology. And because of the amount of data we're able to collect, the results have just been incredibly accurate. So we're really excited
about
that. And there's a whole element to it where there's a lot of location aware features. So if you have the application, which isn't available yet, but it will be soon, you can go into your grocery store or restaurant and it'll know the inventory of that location. It'll know you're there.
Wow.
And it'll be able to give you a recommendation. It'll tell you your favorite wine on the shelf or your favorite beer.
So this will be right on my phone.
Yep.
I don't need to go anywhere, and I don't have to, you know, go to the web or anything like that. It'll just be an app.
It'll be an app, and there will also be a web-based version.
How does it know what I like?
Knows what you like based on what. All we need to get started is for you to tell us one thing that you enjoy. It's similar in that regard to Pandora, where they'll build up a radio station around one song that you like.
Pandora for wine.
Exactly.
Nice.
So if you tell us one thing that you enjoy, we can then start to give you accurate recommendations. The more that you tell us that you enjoy or don't like, the larger breadth of offering we can give you.
Well, wine drinkers like different wines for different reasons at different times, right? So if I told you right now my favorite Chateau Neuf de Pape from 2001 would be, but I might tell you another time that a Super Tuscan was what I was really hungry for.
Sure. There are all sorts of filters that you can apply to help guide the recommendation to figure out exactly what you want to drink at that given moment. And if you do have your absolute favorite wine, I mean, this is one of my favorite scenarios. There's a bottle of wine that I really enjoy that's about $60. I don't want to spend that every night.
No.
So what we can do is put that into our system and say, okay, what is just like this that's under $20 and something I can go pick up from Harris Teeter tonight? And it'll be able to tell you something very similar.
Wow. That's very cool. So, okay, go back again. Now we've all, now we're all thirsty. You came up with this idea how?
So my dad and I were at a restaurant.
Drinking wine.
Well, we were trying to.
Okay.
And we were looking up and down the menu and realized, you know, I think we were in an Italian restaurant. They had all these Italian wines and we didn't recognize any of them. So we were in trouble. So we flagged down our waiter and asked him for some help. And he started to ask us questions. He was definitely knowledgeable about wine and started to gauge our preferences for certain things. And all of a sudden he said, okay, I've got it. You guys need to try this one wine. It scored a, I think he said 92 on Robert Parker scale. It tasted like oak and I don't remember the other adjectives, but he listed off a few that sounded appealing and we said, okay, yeah, sure, we'll try it. He brings it out and it was the worst bottle of wine we'd ever had.
No. And the wine hadn't gone bad or anything.
No,
it just
hadn't
was
spoiled.
Not
it's
what
just,
you wanted.
It's just what we realized that night was, I mean, that kind of brought on a conversation as to why we received a poor wine selection. And what we realized was there's no universal language for describing a wine. So just because the waiter thought it was the greatest thing and it tasted like all these different things didn't necessarily mean that was going to translate to us.
Right.
And at the end of the day, that's what's important. Taste is very subjective.
I was going to say there's no accounting for taste, right? But that's what you're trying to do. Then.
Exactly.
You're trying to
be accountable
for taste.
And what we do through our science is creating that first universal language to define wine and beer so that it's something that we can then recommend.
So you're creating a universal language. Is it English?
it's a bunch of numbers.
Okay, so it is literally computer language as opposed to, I won't be able to start saying it's bold and spicy. It'll be...
Well, the problem with that is that something that might be bold to you wouldn't necessarily be the same to me. And so when you apply adjectives to something, we don't think you can really effectively define it. But with our scientific instruments, we know exactly what's in each bottle, and that's how we define it, is based on what it's made of.
So does it also keep a record of the wines you've...
It does. We have, it keeps a, your profile will have all the wines that you've rated in the past. And so, that's what the recommendations are based on.
How do you charge for this?
It is free to the consumers.
Really?
Yep. And the way we try that, the way that we're going to monetize it is through the businesses, such as the grocery stores, the restaurants, the merchants, the online retailers. And we're able to provide them with some really fascinating tools, to help them with inventory selection. Analytics and also provide them with a marketing platform to reach consumers that would enjoy some of the offerings they have.
Well, okay, now we're all anxious. What's your timeline here? What are we looking at?
So we're looking at a launch in the second quarter of next year.
That's nice and fuzzy, and somewhere in the summer-ish.
We're shooting April.
Really?
Yeah.
Early second quarter.
Early second quarter.
We like that.
Yeah,
so we
we've got a lot of work to do. I mean, we're opening up our lab to continue some of the testing here, hopefully the beginning of January. And so we'll start to test. We have about 25,000 bottles of wine to test next year.
Wow.
And another 10 to 15,000 beers that we're going to be testing. So we have to get going on that.
What's that look like? What's that testing facility look like?
Sure. It's a scientific lab. And we have some mass spectrometers that we've purchased and some chromatography instruments.
Wow.
Not to get too high level. But, we have about three or four scientific instruments that we run each sample. And we take a sample of the liquid, the wine or beer, and also the headspace so that we get a profile for the aroma. Because with wine, as I'm sure you know, the scent and the aroma is very important to how you perceive and how you taste it.
Absolutely.
And so we want to capture both of those.
So it's like a bench. It's like a lab bench, like we all had in high school. And
fancy white coats and everything.
Wow. With tons of cases of wine. I mean,
We have storage around there, and we keep a couple thousand bottles of wine.
I guess it's a big secret where this place is, right?
Well, if everyone knew we had a warehouse of 20,000 wines, we might have to put some more security on it.
Yeah. So, but you are here in Wilmington.
We are. We're excited to be here.
Now, you're not from Wilmington originally, or are you?
I grew up in Wilmington.
You did.
Went off to school, lived in Charlotte for a while, was working in finance. Got a little burnout from the finance world and decided when I had this idea that it was a great opportunity and haven't regretted it since. It's been a really exciting and fun time.
So what's it like growing a business in Wilmington, especially a technology business? What's that like?
Sure. It's something we were worried about in the beginning because you hear about it being hard to recruit top talent here because with technology people and developers, they like being around like-minded people. They like being around cool projects and other software companies. And in North Carolina, those projects are in RTP.
Right.
They're in Durham. They're in Raleigh. And so when we started, we were recruiting out of there, and we couldn't understand why we were struggling to bring developers to Wilmington. And then we went and took a tour of the American Tobacco campus. We're like, okay.
Got it now.
It makes sense. But no.
We just need to put a stream running through downtown Wilmington.
But with all that said, there's been a lot. There's been a huge movement, I feel like, in Wilmington just over the last year. And it's been really exciting to be a part of it. I mean, you see things like UNCW putting together the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship with Jim Roberts. And you see UNCW also doing the Marbionic facility. And there are a number of angel groups that have sprouted up here. And it's just really exciting. I mean, we couldn't be more thankful for all the support the community has given us between helping us get involved with people like the North Carolina Technology Association to helping with recruiting. And it's been a lot of fun to be a part of.
That's great.
Yeah.
So if you had to send one message out there to this audience of business professionals, what would you want to tell them? What would you want them to go home with in terms of utilizing the product and how they're going to stay in touch and find out when they can download this? And what if they're a Kroger? So I guess I'm asking you three questions. I'm sorry to pile them all on, but there's so many questions to ask. What if you're a Kroger or a Harris Teeter and you want to make sure that people can buy more wine from you, for example?
Sure. Well, we are going to begin, as far as speaking to Kroger's and Harris Teeter's, we've already started and have some partnerships with some large grocery chains and restaurants. We're going to continue that effort here moving into when we launch so that when our consumer app is released, there is a big enough offering around their geography that it's something that's very enticing and we can give all sorts of recommendations because a big function of what we're doing is location-based recommendations. And so if you don't have the restaurants and grocery stores around, then the offering isn't as strong. But we have some really good partners that we're working with that are going to help us in those areas.
Yeah, I was going
to
ask you about your whole business development component, because do you have to go into every restaurant and say, let me look at your wine menu and make sure we've got those things on our list?
Well, for larger chains, big companies, a lot of that is already published and it's stuff that we have access to.
Sure.
For some of the smaller restaurants and wine merchants, I mean, it's a very fragmented industry, and it's something that we work with them, and we give them a platform to upload or to type in their wine and beer list.
And how are they going to find out about you?
Well, we're going to have a marketing campaign around
that.
Outside
of Wilmington Business Radio, of course.
This is our first stop.
And no, we're honored.
Yeah. No, we have a big campaign that we're going to start pushing out around launch, and we're also going to be participating in Moog Fest in Asheville.
You are. That's excellent.
So, I mean, for those that don't know, it's a big music festival each year. And one of the things they're trying to do is become more of a South by Southwest and have a technology angle. And we were honored to be invited to that to participate and show people what we have to offer.
They're not going to get to taste wine, though, are they?
We might bring a little wine.
Maybe a little bit of wine.
I think beer might be the right choice in Asheville.
Beer's more Asheville, isn't it? Yep.
But one way for consumers, like you asked, to get involved, and we've had a lot of people locally do this, and we really appreciate it, is we're launching a beta program here. And what people can do is then go to our site and sign up. And all you have to do is try a bottle of wine and tell us what you think. And by doing that, you'll be helping us refine our software and prepare for launch. So
I think we could probably manage that. What do you think?
So for anyone that's interested in trying some wine, go to nextglass.co and sign up, please.
That's N-E-X-T. Yeah, let me try that again. N-E-X-T GLASS.co.
You got it.
And if you want to go get some deals, you go to GetSteals, STEALZ.com. And a couple of very cool apps for all the wine and beer and food that you want to partake in here in Wilmington. We want to thank both these guys. If anybody listening has any questions, both of them will be on our website at WilmingtonBusinessRadio.com. And until next time, this is Anne Ravel-Petcher.